Hello, welcome to Throwing Light. My name is Brandy Walker, and this is episode 84, A Reading for the Collective. Okay, so I have been playing around with this idea for some time now, and originally that was what I wanted to do with the Legit Weird series, which, by the way, there are the next batch coming up in a couple of weeks. But I ended up doing, you know, obviously something different there. And then I guess it was last week, something happened that I guess sparked this. And I don't know exactly how this is going to go. I don't know how long this is going to be. I listened to a couple of psychic type folks who their process is to like channel. Well, you know, some the whole episode, whether it's a YouTube channel or a podcast, is just channel material. I follow. I've mentioned Ashley Wood before from the Align Within podcast, and what she does at the beginning of every month is do what she calls a lesson from the record, and she channels the Akashic records. And so she'll do the channel, she'll do the like the channeled thing, and then she'll come back in a bit and like kind of process with you how it all works. And I, you know, it's interesting, and I've talked about her before, and I've said she's a bit like out there, and she is, and I mean it with all love. Because I feel like a lot of people who listen to Throwing Light have, you know, at least one foot kind of firmly planted in like what you could call 3D land or like the quote unquote real world, which what is real anyway? But I feel like for the majority of her listeners, myself included, we spend a lot of our time kind of in the magical realm. And so I probably interpret more than she does as far as like explaining what the weirdness is. I don't know if that makes sense, but anyway, I like that process. I like what she does there of kind of channeling and then explaining. And I've played around with doing something like that. And I love, you know, the more I get into my own gifts, the more I love this time of year. A lot of people call it like the liminal space, the time when the veil between the world is the thinnest. It's Samhain, it's the Day of the Dead, it's Halloween. And I really want to, you know, kind of connect with the messages I'm receiving in a real and tangible way that you can access and kind of like, I guess, see if there's, you know, any value in channeling for the collective. So I'm going to do that today. And the way that I thought I would do it, let me tell you how this came about. So my husband is a musician, and he every so often he was a worship leader for a long time, and every so often he gets on a spiritual songs kick, and he'll listen to worship songs. And I love them. And it's very much a part of our tradition. And he shared this one YouTube video with me. He shared that, I don't know if they're a band or a phenomenon or what they are, but Bethel music is apparently huge in the Christian worship music scene. And he was explaining to me that the vast, like all of the previous, you know, songs that they have done for years and years, all of the performers have been white. And then he played this song for me. It's called Voice of God. And it's, and I'm like getting emotional, so it's Dante Bow. And I'll definitely link it in the show notes. But he's kind of the main singer. And he is a person of color. And I think he wrote the song. And so it's a long song. It's like 11 plus minutes. And it's so powerful. Like I don't know how, like I'm not, music is not necessarily how I connect with the divine spark of the universe. But I was sobbing listening to this song, and I'm like tearing up now. And it's him singing, and then there is another another singer who is a person of color, and then the background singers are women of color, and then there's like this one part where, you know, the Bethel music person, who's kind of like the big person, who is a white person, comes in and kind of like, you know, shows up. but most of it is, oh man. It's such a moving, meaningful song. And as I was listening to it, I was just struck by like how I feel like trying to figure out how to articulate kind of what it was. Definitely like a spiritual experience, but like where we are in 2020, all of this stuff that humanity has experienced for decades and centuries and millennia is, I believe, coming up to be healed. Like we are in the midst of a revolution and an evolution, and there's no guarantees, you know, how it's going to go, but I think the future looks bright. But listening to this song, I was overwhelmed by how heavy the burden is on people of color right now, because they are carrying the burdens that their ancestors have had to carry silently so much of the time for decades and centuries and millennia. And it's all coming up to be healed right now. And so there's something about listening to this song that I was just like, I want to it made me want to channel for the collective, for you guys, for this this audience, for the Throwing Light audience. And you know, I think we all have a unique role to play in the what you could call revolution and evolution. for the new way of being, as we step into the world that we have been dreaming of, that our ancestors dreamed of. And I want to kind of do it like an Akashic Records reading, but full disclosure, most of the time when I go into the Akashic Records, I don't do, not most of the time, but often, and what I've started to do in recent months is not an official prayer. Like Linda Howe has the pathway prayer, and now Align Within's Ashley Wood has a prayer of the new world, she calls it. And I have used both of those. I've had good luck with both of those, but I have also had what I felt like a connection with, you know, the records, the Akashic Records, just by like asking to connect. So that's what I'm going to do. And I think I'll play it by ear. So I'll do that. I'll do the prayer. I'll do my own like little prayer, and then I'll channel and we'll see what happens. We'll see if I want to come back or if we'll just finish this out right now. So, okay. So, dear God, thank you. Thank you for these gifts that you've given me. And thank you for like being in connection with us. Thank you for the ability to talk to you, to communicate, to receive messages that may help each other thrive. I'm so grateful for this work that I get to do. And so I ask that you help me to connect to the messages, to the records for the audience of the Throwing Light podcast, that what you share with me and what I share with them will be for everyone's best and highest good, for our complete thriving and healing, for our evolution. Please help me to hear you and give me ears to listen and allow my mouth to speak the words that need to be said. Okay, the records are now open. Ooh. Grateful. Grateful. There's a groundswell of gratitude. There's an opportunity to plug in to energy it's in the earth, and it wants to be released. It wants to be given. People are so tired. Everybody's so tired, and the earth wants to give us energy. And to do that, all we have to do is walk. Touch the face of the earth with our feet and feel the electricity like being plugged in, like recharging our batteries. We'll feel the surge of energy almost immediately, and we'll know that we are being rejuvenated. And then we can take that new energy and we can go do the work that we're here to do. Because baby, you have work to do. You've been sitting on it and you know it, and there's no shame. You haven't done anything wrong. But this work, it's your gift, and it's a gift to you. So go. Be energized. And then do your work. You have to give yourself permission to be rejuvenated. You have to allow yourself the space to do your work. You have to let it be known that you are worthy. You get to do this. You don't need anybody else's permission. You already have it. If you're alive, you have permission. I am grateful for you. The earth, the wind, the rain, the sun, we are grateful for you. We love you. And we know that you love us. Together, we will both be renewed together. Okay, thank you. Thank you, God, for speaking through me. Please bless my words. Please bless your words and help them to reach whoever needs to hear them. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Wow. So that was a really interesting experience, at least from my perspective. Having never done anything quite like that before, I feel like sometimes I was like, whew, like there is like wisdom coming up. And then sometimes I was like, am I getting it right? Like, am I saying what the records or God or the universe is wanting to say through me? And, you know, I am human, and to be human and to be psychic is to question yourself. And I don't know. I'm really kind of pleased with what came through. And I honestly feel like it speaks for itself. Like, it's so weird because I wasn't expecting it, but of course I wasn't expecting it. I think, I don't remember specifically. It's funny because I do remember the grounding piece, and earthing. That has come up, like that's been coming up for me a lot lately, and I think that I feel like it's something that we kind of all need to do is connect with your. So, I mean, obviously it is. I feel like maybe I'll stop here and maybe I'll just let that be what it is. And, because I do think it spoke for itself. If I'm editing it and I feel like it needs further explanation, then I'll come back. But I think for right now, this feels really good. And I'm interested to see kind of like it feels like something holy. This episode feels like something really holy. And so I'm excited to share. And I will try to edit as quick as possible to get it out. But yeah. I did want to add one last thing, and I put this is mentioned in the Letter Bomb, which is kind of the newsletter that I'm trying to write weekly and have not gotten there yet. But Jermaine's my husband, and he's also my graphic designer, and he's designing my website. And we talked last night about the website. And so for years I had a website, and then it's down now because we've been revamping it. And then, you know, as you know, in August I decided not going to sell anything. So I had to kind of like rethink, you know, how it was all going to go. And what we came up with last night was basically creating the readings queue for people who want private or public or podcast readings on the website. So you'll be able to eventually go there and sign up if they're available. And then I don't miss anybody. They don't get lost in my DMs. So stay tuned for that. It's coming. My website, when it comes, is brandyglows.com. Brandy with a Y, glows like a light bulb. So very excited to get that to you. Also, one more announcement. It's official, but it's not. It hasn't started yet, but I have accepted a position as a therapist at a private practice in Maryland. And so just really excited. I'm really excited to get back into it. And it'll be part-time, but yeah, I'll be working towards my clinical hours. And you know, what it really means is I'll be able to continue to do this work for free. So love you guys. Hope you are having an amazing day. And hope you get out and touch the face of Mother Earth with your feet. Namaste.